Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm aboard the Star Pride here, just off the coast of the Canary Islands. I'm on the President's Cruise, and I'm here with Renata Bacall, who heads up all the entertainment on board and all of the kind of activities we've been enjoying. And we're going to talk to her about what exactly we do on board this ship, because there is quite a lot, given that it's such a very small ship, only a few hundred, it's about 300 passengers, I think.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the program and what happens on board on Insider Travel Report. Well, Renata, first of all, great to meet you here. You've been I've disappeared, but you're out there all the time trying to get people going, trying to get people to go to the events. What is different about programming a ship of this size and with these kind of guests?
Well, first of all, good to meet you as well. It's great to be in the show. And well, the difference here is that we don't have a lot of passengers, so everything that we do can be really, really personal, including all the activities that we do. We have shows when it is small venues, you know, the bands are great. We have now a band on board and a duo on board, and we have activities during the day. We have trivias, we have ballroom dance classes, which I love. I used to be a ballroom dancer, so I do love teaching them all the ballroom dancing. We have games like cornhole, like put-put golf. We do a lot of things during the day. We have Zumba. We have so many things. We have cooking demonstrations with chefs, and we have so many things. It's incredible. We have cooking. But, well, I don't cook really well, to be honest. Okay. But we have a cooking competition, the cook-off, which chef puts two surprises baskets, and then we open, we see like what we have to cook, and it's just a fantastic experience. The
guests, kind of like a Food Network show on board.
Yes, yeah, well, the difference is that the guests, normally they don't eat it.
But this is amazing. So you do have every evening, you got stuff every day, you have things, games going on. Yeah. You're always trying to encourage people to participate. And the other night we had a barbecue on board that was followed by like a line dancing thing with the crew participating.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Well, we rehearse the crew, and then we have a few we choreograph a few line dancings. They are not only like line dancing, like country music, but it's a little mix of everything. And it's very interesting because the crew really enjoys it. You could see that. Yeah, everybody was having a great time.
Well, it's fun. The crew really is wonderful. The crew is part of the experience here. The crew is part of your experience, and they really enjoy what they do, and they enjoy meeting all the guests. So that's one of the things you can do. Now, like, for example, what is tonight? Just we were talking about. What do we have to look forward to tonight?
Well, tonight we have the Liars Club. It is a fantastic game. Basically, the Liars Club is that we choose a few, well, random words. Yeah, words that we don't use normally. And they're kind of tricky to know. And then I have a panel of people sitting down, four of them, four officers. And then I ask them the definition for the word. But only one of them is saying the truth. And then the guests have to guess who is saying the truth. But they are super funny. It is one of the funniest games that we do on board, that's for sure.
And then you have music afterwards, right?
Absolutely. We have a Beatles show. So with myself and all the entertainment team, we're all going to be singing together and playing together.
See, everybody loves Beatles too. So that's
absolutely.
And people can like that. And you had, I think, a 60s and 70s night party the other night?
We have 60s and 70s. We have country. We have Latin. So it's everybody's like taste. You know, like, even if you don't like one thing, there is people that probably don't like Beatles, but for sure they like something else. And we have ABBA nights, we have songs from the movies, which was a fantastic show last night, and it was just so incredible.
I'm a movie buff, so that would have been perfect, but sadly I was working.
Yeah, oh well, we gotta do it again. I guess
do it again. Absolutely. Maybe I'd win that one. I don't know if I had a contest. Now, if I recall, you are from Brazil, right?
I am originally from Brazil, yes. I do live in England as well, but I am definitely Brazilian.
And what's your experience doing this? How long have you been with Windstar?
With Windstar, almost 9 years now. So, but doing that, almost 20. Well,
so
don't put that in the camera because I'm only 28.
That's true. You started when you were 2 or 3
exactly,
years old, right?
Exactly.
But so you've seen other lines and before, and you know what it's like. So, how would you say is the real difference with Windstar?
The difference with Windstar is because it's personal. And, you know, we do get to know our guests. And I always say, as a crew and being in this industry for quite a long time, you can see that in the big ships, the crew have like a point A to point B to go and deliver what they have to do. And they go to point B to point C, go back to point A, like, for example, get the drinks, serve another passenger. And in here, they take their time to know the passengers. Right. So, you know, they don't only put the drink in your table and run out. Yeah. They stop to know where you're from, how you're doing, how was your day. So this is good, I guess, for the passengers, and that's why they keep coming back, because they feel the difference and the attention, the curiosity that the crew has towards them, and plus for the crew, because I think we are not robots, and the main thing for humans, it is this connection that we can make with other people. So for the crew, that's a really, really nice approach as well.
Well, you know, I know one of the big things about Windstar always has been people love the ships, and they love the ships mostly because they love the crew, right?
Thank you for that. I agree. Yeah. Yes, I think the crew, it's what makes the whole difference for Windstar. Of course, our passengers are just divine. They are really, really nice people and good people, and I think that brings a lot as well, because they interacting between themselves, and you really find a place where they feel comfortable with the rest of the passengers that are on board. But I think that comes with the crew, with the management, with the captain, with the company, with the owner. So it comes as a family. It's like a family feel, and I think the passengers can feel that as well.
Well, and that is really obvious on this ship. Now, what other ships at Windstar have you been on?
All of them.
All of them. You've been on all of them. So, you know, what? I won't ask your favorite, but what was the impact of when you had, we're on one of the newest of the stretch ships, we call them stretch ships, but they have a new spa, two new restaurants, and actually more suites. What has been the impact of these ships on Windstar, do you think?
I think it was just amazing. First of all, the passengers are in love with the cabins. Yeah, the additional two restaurants that we have now is a great experience for all the guests.
I eat at the barbecue every day. every lunch, that's where I go.
Oh, you go to the Star Grill.
I go to the Star Grill, Steve Reckon Star Grill. I was actually at the event where they introduced him years ago. So I'm a convert. I go there every lunch. And then Quadro
is our Spanish restaurant that we have on board, and it's just fantastic, by Antonio and Sasso. Yeah. So I think the experience that we're giving to the guests, it's a little bit different, because now you can kind of choose what kind of vibe you want for the night. You know, if you want to kind of a tapas and have a nice wine talk, and then you're going to go to Quadro, which is a beautiful design restaurant. And then if you want to just more chill, you know, you don't want to change for pants or anything, dress code, you can go from the pool to the Star Grill and have your dinner there, enjoying some music with the duet. You know, so it's a little bit for everybody. And of course, the formal dining in the Amphora as well, which is always a great experience.
No, and the dining is I was with Windstar, when my first Windstar cruise was, I don't want to tell you how many years ago, the food
Come
was
on, tell me
1996.
Oh,
so that was the first one, and the food, the experience was great. The food was not as good as it is today. The food today is so much better. The wines, that's due to a gentleman named Peter Tobler, who's a wonderful guy who I is not on this cruise, sadly, but if Peter was on, he would choose all my wines, because he knows the best wines. So the food is great. The wine is great. Now, here's the question. At night, what are the hot spots? Where should we go?
Definitely Compass Rose is where the party goes on. Sometimes we have music outside if the weather is good, but the hot spot to go is having a great dinner, enjoying yourself, having great wine, and then going for some live music.
Fantastic. Now, we go out to about 125,000 travel advisors. They're booking their clients here. There are actually about 42 of them on board this one.
Good.
So what would you tell them to tell their clients about the best way to experience this ship on board and to take advantage of the programs that you develop?
Well, definitely, once you're going to tell the guests what is the difference, is personal. So, for example, when someone comes to my dance class, I can personalize that class, because I want to make sure that each one of the passengers, once they leave, they actually have the feeling that they learned something, and there is more encouraging for them to dance at night. So basically, it's personal. It is like a family. and is the best feeling that you can have. Full of entertainment. It doesn't get better than that.
So there you go. You can come on, go to Renata's dance class. Maybe you'll learn how to dance. Maybe you get to dance with Renata. Who knows?
Why not?
And so, you know, that it's a great feeling. I'm going to try to take a little more advantage of it. Unfortunately, I work every night. I told her Friday and Saturday I'm free, so I'll be able to go to some of these things. And tonight I'm going to take a look at some of the things,
good,
the Beatles thing. I want to go to the Beatles, and I want to just pop my head into the Liars Club.
Oh, the Liars Club is fantastic. It's not to be missed. And the Beatles, well, I'm going to be there singing, so hopefully you're going to be there too.
I will. Renata, great to see you. We'll see you later. And so those are all the things you can do here on board the ship. Windstar's got a lot of stuff going on at night as well. And I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.